From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. 2,000 U.S. Marines are headed for Haiti to help with earthquake rescue and relief. And NPR's Greg Allen reports that for the first time, large numbers of people are trying to leave Port-au-Prince, frustrated over the lack of food, water, and shelter.
At the bus station, you have large crowds milling around. The buses there, the buses are packed. You have people pulling up in trucks, making them kind of makeshift buses to get people out of town. So it looks clearly that Haitians are ready to go to get out of Port-au-Prince now. It's hard to say how many. It's just that it's clear that there's activity moving in a way that we haven't seen in some of the days prior to this.
That's NPR's Greg Allen in Port-au-Prince, Haiti. Haitian and U.S. officials are telling Haitians not to try to come to the U.S. The crew aboard one of the U.S. Navy's largest hospital ships is preparing for patients as it steams toward Haiti. From member station WAMU, Sabri Benashour reports.
Normally, a mission like this takes a year of planning, but it's been thrown together in a matter of days, which means the crew has a lot of preparation still to do. While some staff spend all day installing machines and scrubbing down operating rooms, others run drills with rubber mannequins with mock medical histories. Commander Mark Marino is in charge of nursing.
That'll be an opportunity then for the physicians to say, okay, I need to start an IV, this person needs this lab test, this person needs an EKG. I think these drills really prepare us for any contingency.
One big challenge is blood. The ship was able to leave with 400 pints of blood, but staff say they'll need 2,000. For NPR News, I'm Sabri Benashour aboard the USNS Comfort.
The voters of Massachusetts decide today whether Democrats keep a 60-vote majority in the Senate. The winner of a special election will fill the empty seat of the late Ted Kennedy. From member station WBUR in Boston, Fred Tice reports.
In the last few hours, the Democratic candidate, Attorney General Martha Coakley, has been running TV ads featuring President Obama endorsing her at a rally in Boston over the weekend. Massachusetts voters have not sent a Republican to the U.S. Senate since 1972. A month ago, few here would have predicted that the Republican candidate, State Senator Scott Brown, had a chance to win today's election. His campaign has attracted national attention with the endorsement of former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani. Large crowds have flocked to Brown's rallies across the state in recent days. Many of those drawn to his appearances say they're independent voters. Typically, independent voters don't turn out in special elections such as today's, so his campaign has been calling independents who vote regularly. For NPR News, I'm Fred Tice in Boston.
Japan Airlines has filed for bankruptcy protection. It's more than $25 billion in debt. A government-backed agency says it will help with a restructuring, and JAL says it will cut 16,000 jobs and cut the number of routes it operates. This is NPR News. President Obama plans to give his first official State of the Union address a week from tomorrow. The date was not announced earlier because the president had hoped Congress would complete health care legislation in time for it. NPR's Howard Berkus has details.
The president's appearance before a joint session of Congress last year was technically not an official State of the Union address because it came so close to his inauguration. So next Wednesday, President Obama describes the State of the Union for the first time. The White House wanted to put off the nationally televised speech until House and Senate conferees agreed on a health care bill. Some key elements of the plan are still unresolved, so the State of the Union may not include a new health care system for the nation. The president is likely to talk about how he wants to spend taxpayer dollars in the coming fiscal year. The week after the State of the Union, on February 1st, the White House says Mr. Obama will submit his proposed 2011 federal budget. Howard Berkus, NPR News.
A TV producer accused of blackmailing CBS talk show host David Letterman may find out today whether the case against him will be dismissed. A judge's ruling is expected today. Prosecutors say Robert Joe Halderman demanded $2 million from Letterman to keep quiet about Letterman's alleged affairs with women who worked at his show. The case prompted Letterman to tell his Late Show viewers on the air about the affairs. Halderman was arrested after depositing a phony $2 million check given him by Letterman's lawyer. Halderman's lawyer says the transaction was simply commerce and not blackmail. The U.S. food company Kraft plans to take over the British Cadbury Candy Company for more than $19 billion. Kraft says Cadbury's board has approved the deal and wants shareholders to approve it as well. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.